I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Stephen Drover is the artistic director of Rumble Theatre. He joins me now to talk about their upcoming production of Tremors, We Are Young. It's a unique confluence of emerging talent in the theatrical profession, where performers, directors, designers, stage managers, and technicians work with mentors in their respective fields. The result is that each night, audiences are able to see three shows perform simultaneously in various parts of the Russian Hall. The three plays are Trainspotting, This Is War, and the fourth graders present an unnamed love suicide. I'll get Mr. Drover to tell us about the works the performers will see and the mentors involved. Also, there's an after-show party with three bars. Visit rumble.org for tickets and information. Stephen Drover was appointed Artistic Director of Rumble Theater in June 2012. He has degrees in acting and directing from Memorial University and the University of British Columbia. He's got a lot of directing credits at various companies across the country. Tremors runs the 13th to the 15th of November, nightly, with a matinee on the 15th. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Stephen Drover. Mr. Drover, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So tell us about Tremors. That's something that Rumble has done regularly over the last few years. Is that right?
Yeah, sort of. Years ago, Rumble had a series called The Young and the Restless. And how that worked is that probably every year, Rumble would give a slot in its main stage season to a young emerging company, and we would present them. So we would provide them with a fee, some marketing, and some guidance while they brought a show that they had already developed or had already performed, and we would present them. And theater companies do this quite often. So that was something that we did regularly to promote the talents of young emerging artists. And after a while, the Tremors Festival was formalized in about 2007. And so what that was a week to 2 week long festival. For a while it was annually, and then eventually it was every 2 years, where Rumble, again, would present the work of young companies. And the way I explain this is much like the Push Festival. Mm-hmm. The Push doesn't create the work that it shows. It presents work from other companies. So that was something that Rumble did for the Tremors Festival. Now, when I took over the company a couple years ago, we went through a lot of re-examining of the mandate and what our mission was going forward and how we could better serve the theater community, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that came up was Tremors and how we would approach that, because it's always been very successful and we've gotten lots of people to come see it. But I was convinced that a better way to get to the needs of emerging artists would be probably through mentorship. And for me, that was all about getting emerging artists and established artists together and in the same room talking to each other. So what we've done with Tremors now, we kind of revamped it. In fact, I was considering calling it a completely different name because it's so different, is that now Rumble is the sole producing body. We're the only company attached. And so we choose three plays, and then we recruit directors, designers, stage managers, technicians from the emerging artist community. Mm-hmm. So that's the young artists involved. They've all graduated from a specialized training program. None of them are yet members of a professional association like Equity. And we build the teams, and then we assign them discipline-specific mentors. So we have, like, a directing mentor, three acting mentors, one for each show, several design mentors, technical mentors, so that the young artists have guides or coaches to help them through their process. So this is kind of a gray zone, an in-between phase that all young artists go through, that they have their schooling and they have professors and teachers that help them craft their approaches. And then they're left out in the real world until they finally get their foot in the door. And then, but between those two periods, they have a gray zone where they don't really have a whole lot of help. They don't have anyone guiding them. And this is a way to provide that and to mix and mingle artists who normally probably would not work together, so that we're not looking for ready-made products or companies that have already brought artists together. We're kind of playing the matchmakers.
So you're in the midst of rehearsing this now.
Yeah, we open next week.
Right. Yeah, so what have the protégés, what have they told you about this process with the mentors? I mean, what do they get out of it?
Well, I've had a lot of conversations with young artists during this process and prior to it, and what I find very interesting is that the resounding message I get is that young artists, yes, of course, they're looking for work, but just as importantly, they're looking to get their foot in the door. They're looking to meet the professionals and get to know them and get to know the community that they're trying to join and get to know each other, because I think that, you know, what happens is that the UBC kids graduate and they end up hanging out with UBC kids, and the studio kids just hang out with studio kids, and they're all going, how do I get to meet the lead actors in town? Can I just walk up to them on opening nights or whatever? So it's really about fostering meaningful interactions between emerging and established artists. So I think that that's something that that they find really rewarding in this process, so they can practice their craft in an active way and then still have the benefit of having a dedicated mentor who they can go to coffee with and talk about their process or talk about bigger things about entering the profession. How do you get an agent? How do you do this? How do you do that? Yeah. So I think they're finding it very rewarding having that early relationship that hopefully they can then take beyond this festival, so that when it's all done, you know, now they're friends with a professional member of the community, and that they've wedged their foot in the door, not about getting a job, just about joining the community.
So I've never been to the Russian Hall. That's on Campbell. How do you use that as a space? Physically, how will it hold these three different plays?
The Russian Hall is a big community hall, and it's the past few years now, it's been regularly used by the independent theater community for performances and shows and events and parties. Leaky Heaven, for instance, does all their work in that show, in that space. Now it's kind of hard to explain, but it's built like this big community hall, and it has a main hall on the main floor, which kind of looks like a school auditorium. It has a big proscenium stage on one end with a curtain. So what we're doing is that we're occupying three separate spaces in this big building: the main hall, the one in the basement, and a small studio upstairs. And that we present all three shows concurrently at the same time. They all have different start times, but mm-hmm. we've arranged it that way so that they all end at the same time because they're all different lengths.
Yeah.
So the idea being, it's kind of like going to the movie cinema where there's like 15 movies playing, but you go and you pick one. You don't typically go and see more than one movie a night. And in this case, you come to the Russian Hall and you see one show a night because they're all playing at the same time.
And then afterwards, there's a big party, right?
That's right. So the idea being, at 10 o'clock, all three shows are finishing at the same time, and all the audiences are released, and then they can all gather together in the main hall for an after party. And this is kind of the part two of the bigger picture of the festival. It's not just about presenting the work of young artists, but it's also about getting audiences to stick around and talk about theater, or not talk about theater, just be in a room together and have fun and extend the party beyond just the curtain call. And so I think that the way we produce theater is not designed in such a way that fosters audiences to want to stick around and spend time together. We kind of release them into the streets and assume that they'll drive home and talk about the show in the car. But we don't say, now you can stick around, you can stay as long as you like, and you can drink a beer or whatever, and talk about the play or talk about something else. But just be together as a community. And I think that was a really important part for us from the beginning, is that we foster an environment where the audiences can feel like they can stick around and that this isn't just about going to a show. It's a bigger picture. That's why I tend not to use the word festival. I sometimes use it as a source of convenience, but really we're calling it a four-day theater party, which is a bit more of an apt description.
So I mentioned the three shows off the top. Is there a certain theme that emerges?
Yeah, this is something that once the shows were chosen, we kind of took a step back and said, you know, what do these three plays say communally? And I think that there's something integral about all three shows that speak to the idea of being young and living in dangerous times, and being a young person, and not a teenager, not a child, but like 22, 23, at an age where ostensibly you're an adult, but we're still feeling very young. And, you know, as generations go, we're getting younger. You know, 40 is the new 30, and 20 is the new 30, or 30 is the new 40, and 20 is the new 30.
Yeah.
So that a 23-year-old, you know, is an adult, but still feels very young. And so there's this expectation on that youth that now you have to solve the problems that you've inherited from your parents, from the generations before you. But we don't really know what we're doing. So it's really about young people being handed a situation that they didn't create, but now they have to manage their way through it, whether that be a war or a terrible economic situation pushing them towards a rough life of drugs or a violent world that, you know, causes kids to beat each other up or whatever. But it's really about being what it means to be young and to have to negotiate a difficult terrain together.
So Trainspotting, a lot of us might know that from the film. This is War. That's a Canadian play, is it?
Yeah, by a young playwright named Hannah Moscovich. And that's about four young Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan.
And that won the big theater prize recently, didn't it?
It's won a few. It won the... I lose track of how much accolades that play has received, but it's won a few awards in the past while. Yeah, it was nominated for the Simonovich Prize, or at least Hannah was.
Yeah. And then tell us about the fourth graders present an unnamed love suicide. What's that about?
That's by a playwright from Chicago named Sean Graney, and basically what the play is about, this group of fourth graders who one of their classmates, Johnny, killed himself. He committed suicide, and he left ostensibly a suicide note in the form of a play, and they're presenting it for us. So, you know, they come to the mic and they say, "Hi, this is Johnny's play. We hope you like it." And they present this play that he wrote about having a crush on a girl and being bullied and ultimately killing himself. So it's kind of a play within a play, sort of thing.
Yeah, and as a mentor yourself, tell us about some of the performers that'll be appearing.
Some of the performers?
Yeah, so I mean, these are, as you said earlier, emerging talent. I mean, are you seeing good work from these folks?
Oh yeah, fantastic! I was really quite excited at the auditions for this event because we had so many young artists come out, and it was incredibly encouraging to see that the next generation of artists are really talented, really inspired, and very passionate, and know their craft really well. So I'm really encouraged by the level of skill that all the young artists are bringing to this, and how they're having the courage to experiment and to mess up a little bit and to fix their mess ups or to not fix their mess ups and to see what that does and what kind of education they can get from that and how they can take those things and move forward into their exciting careers. I'm really quite excited about it.
And so as a mentor, this process for you must be rewarding in some way, and I'm wondering how that is.
Well, for a long time, I wasn't even sure if I would stay a professional theater artist because I had one foot in a training world, too. I was teaching quite a bit at the university level, and I thought maybe I'd be a teacher or a professor in a theater department, and it didn't turn out that way. Here I am working in a theater company, but I find it very rewarding to be able to bring that passion that I had to this work where I can foster the development of young artists and to see them grow and to invest in the future of our theater community and to say that these are the artists that one day Rumble is going to hire as professionals, and here we are on the ground floor, well, not the ground floor, maybe the third or fourth floor, mm-hmm. helping them along and saying, you know, this is how we can help you develop and make you into a hard hitter in the community. So it's really quite rewarding as a mentor, but equally rewarding as an artistic director too, to help the community along with this.
And then some of the mentors, I mean, these are names that are familiar to a lot of us if we look at our playbills and the sort. When we go to other shows, they are well known in the community, aren't they?
Yeah, we have Bob Fraser is a well known actor. He's mentoring the cast of Trainspotting. Sasha Brown, also a regular actor on the Arts Club stage, she's working with the fourth graders. And Giovanni C., who's the artistic director at the Gateway Theater, he's mentoring the actors in This Is War. And we have Heidi Wilkinson, who works regularly at Carousel Theater and around town. Who else do we have? I'm losing track now. There's so,
yeah.
so many of us.
What is it for you? I mean, do you find that it's an exciting time to be in the theater in this city, at least?
I think so. I think by its nature, theater is always evolving. I think it always follows the interests and the needs of the community. And I think that it responds to the shifting culture that we present. I think there's something exciting about the fact that, you know, we say this is the new golden age of television. There's all this fantastic narrative-driven TV that's happening now, Mad Men and The Walking Dead and whatever, and that people are really digging that. And what I'm seeing in response is that there's a lot of young companies that are in turn developing more and producing and creating more narrative-driven drama. And for a long time, Vancouver was very, very focused on site-specific devised creation. And I think there's still a lot of exciting stuff in that realm going on. But I think that it's exciting to see the theater community respond to what the community is interested in, and following suit the audience's preferences, and just responding and shifting with the community. So I think there's something really exciting going on, and I hope that we can play a little part in that.
So you're originally from Newfoundland, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
So you came here for school, I'm assuming.
To UBC, that's right.
What's kept you here?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think part of being in school is on a master's level anyway, is looking at the community that you're studying in and getting to know it a little bit. And I think that upon graduation, one of the first things I did was go back to Newfoundland, actually. I taught at the university there, and I directed a little bit, and I thought I might stay. I thought I might just go home and stay, but I found myself wanting to return to the community that I'd invested in for these few years that I was studying, mm-hmm. and that I'd gotten to know a bit, and I found in my heart that I had something really valuable that I thought I could offer. And with that, the experience of being a Newfoundlander and the cultural experience that comes with that I could bring back to Vancouver and maybe have something new rather than just go home to what I had before. And that's a very good question, and I'm still kind of answering that for myself, but I feel like I ended up in Vancouver for the same reason that I ended up in theater, is that it chose me. I didn't really sit down and say, I'm going to go into theater. I just kind of found myself in it. Like, it kind of chose me, and I think Vancouver kind of chose me too. I know that sounds kind of hokey, but I feel like that sometimes.
Yeah. And so Rumble, I mean, that's a company that's growing, isn't it? I'm wondering what's next after We Are Young.
After Tremors, we're producing a new play called Indian Arm, and this is another branch of Rumble's programming that is brand new. We recently instituted a mandate branch that focuses on commissioning and producing new Canadian adaptations of established texts. So what that means is that we find a play, a classical play for all intents and purposes, a play that we really like, and then we find a local, a Canadian playwright to create a brand new play adapted from that. So it's a way that we can generate new Canadian plays, but at the same time harness a collective memory that we have with these old stories. So we take a story that, whether we know it or not, we all kind of feel like we carry it around with us, that there's something in our collective memory that rings true with that, and then we can harness it into a new Canadian play. So we've taken this play by a Norwegian playwright named Henrik Ibsen, and the play was called Little Isles. And so we've commissioned a local playwright, Hiro Kanagawa, who's writing a play called Indian Arm, mm-hmm. and that will open in April. We've been developing that now for about 2.5 years.
I see, yeah. Well, Stephen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Break a leg, as they say. This sounds like a fascinating time that'll be had at the Russian Hall between the 13th and the 15th.
Between the 12th and the 15th.
The 12th and the 15th, pardon me. And it'll be a fun party, nonetheless.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it'll be lots of fun, and I encourage everyone to come out and have a good time.
Indeed. The website for more, rumble.org. Tremors, We Are Young, runs from the 12th to the 15th of November at the Russian Hall. Stephen Drover, its artistic director, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunto.